Welcome to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. I'm Drew Boxler, editor of Physicians Practice. Every 2 weeks, we explore key areas of a successful, thriving, independent practice. We'll hear from experts in the industry regarding best practices for billing and collections, answer your top coding questions, analyze current legal trends, malpractice landmines to avoid, and look at the hottest tech innovations to increase productivity and enhance the patient experience. Let's get started. Patient access point preferences have been forever altered by the rapid adoption of virtual communications by healthcare professionals throughout the pandemic. What was once thought to be a temporary solution may now exist as a persistent feature of the healthcare experience. For physician owners and practice administrators in independent practices, this could mean a big change to your in-person workflows and patient management procedures. The area of your practice that could experience the greatest change is your waiting room. You'll need to consider how to synthesize patients visiting your office in person with those accessing virtually. Furthermore, how you delegate staff to each care mode will need to be carefully constructed to avoid undue stress and burnout. In this podcast, you'll hear from Hari Prasad, the CEO of Yosi Health, as he discusses new technology that is helping physicians redesign their office space with new virtual portals. We begin with a look at how the pandemic affected healthcare real estate.
It's had a very quick and direct impact on the real estate for physician practices. A lot of them had to scramble very quickly and change a lot of the way that they were operating. A lot of them had to institute new policies, and some of them included, you know, reducing the number of seats in the waiting rooms to allow for social distancing. Others had to institute a no visitor policy. But the waiting room, as we knew before the pandemic, it's not the same now, and there's been significant changes to the operations for these medical practices. So this might be an ideal time for each practice to look at their patient panel, what they expect as their increases, and then align the space and look to expand. Some of our customers have even started offering new services as a means to support COVID-related studies. So now might be an optimal time for a practice to look at expanding their footprint.
Hari says that there are certain best practices for implementing a virtual waiting room into your existing policies and practices.
Now is a very important time for practices to look at how they've been traditionally operating the patient onboarding process. For example, it's not uncommon to see patients wait 10 or 15 minutes or even longer. Handling all of these things, sitting in the waiting room, reading magazines. Because of COVID, now there's a lot of concern for patients as well, for their own safety. And implementing virtual waiting rooms is now an ideal time for practices to not only prepare for handling patients now, but also as they expand into the future, we expect the waiting room footprint to reduce as more patients will demand these virtual services. So what they should be looking for is the solution easy for our patients to use? Does it, you know, remove all the traditional barriers that exist so more patients can use the software? They should also look at, does it integrate with our electronic medical record system or our practice management system so it can create more efficiencies? If it requires more staff, then that's really not an ideal virtual waiting room solution from our perspective. Because the goal here is to drive efficiencies and create better operations. So the virtual waiting room solution should be able to handle all of the things that typically was done in the waiting room, allowing the patients to do it more successfully at home. So if they complete those tasks before they arrive, then that should create for a downstream efficiency in the waiting rooms. So what we would recommend is to look for a solution that reduces the amount of work that the staff members have to do, look for better efficiencies, look for better integration, and most importantly, look for a solution that makes it easy for patients to use those solutions.
A big difference between attending a virtual consultation and traveling to a physician's office is the psychological and subsequent physiological response from patients. Some patients might grow anxious when attending in person and would be more comfortable at home. But the physical space alone cannot account for stressors. Perhaps patients are anticipating negative news from their doctors. In this case, a virtual waiting room needs to be as effective as a physical room at providing information and assuaging fears.
We're used to sitting in a waiting room, watching a channel, flipping through some magazines. It's a physical space, And previously, we did not have any concerns about social distancing or sharing the waiting room with other patients or touching the same surfaces like a kiosk or a tablet. Now, a lot of things have changed because of the pandemic. There's more awareness for the patients about their own safety, about the things that they should be looking out for. So we expect patients to use their awareness now and really look for solutions that help them do all of these things at home. And as consumers and users of technology, we're also used to technology helping us in all of the other aspects of our life. So we expect the demand from patients to increase as a result of this. And we expect them to have their own virtual space being more comfortable and convenient for them to complete all the necessary tasks. And one of the things that has happened as a result of the pandemic is the increase in the telemedicine visits or the telehealth visits. So they're now more comfortable using the telehealth services to meet with their providers. So in those scenarios, a virtual waiting room becomes essential for the patients to complete everything prior to their visit. So we expect this trend to continue as patients look for these tools, not only for their convenience, but also for their safety.
Before we go, Hari has some final words of advice for practices looking to implement a virtual waiting room into their patient flow procedures.
The pandemic has impacted practices in a number of different ways. Some of them may have had to downsize because of the patient drop. A lot of them have, you know, we've seen them expand their footprint. They've added more testing capabilities, and they've even expanded into adding sites in the parking lot. So the first thing we would suggest is, you know, come up with a plan and an estimate of how is your practice being impacted with these patient volume? Are you expecting a big surge? Are you expecting to downsize? So once you determine that, now you will be able to optimize your waiting room space. You may even consider changing some of the space in the waiting room and add more examination rooms. So you're able to now see more patients to keep up with the surge. So look for the throughput in your waiting room. How does, you know, the patient come in? What is their entire process as they receive the care and leave the waiting room? That will help you determine how to ideally create the footprint for your office. And lastly, look for technology to help you support in this time. Look for a solution that allows your patients to do a lot of these things at home. Look for those efficiencies where you can minimize the wait time for the patient and also create a safe and contactless environment for the patients. Because as patients are looking to make appointments coming out of COVID, one of the things they're going to be looking for is my doctor visit now safe? Can I go there? You know, can I minimize my wait time? Do I have to touch anything? How safe is it for me and for my children and for my parents? So that's a big consideration. So pay attention to a lot of those things and make sure that you're using software effectively to reduce your operational burdens.
Thanks again for taking the time to speak with me, Hari. And thank you all for listening to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. We hope you subscribe or listen to podcasts, rate us, and let us know what topics you would like to hear more about. For more practice management insights from the top experts in the field, be sure to visit us at physicianspractice.com and sign up for our newsletter.